Black Beauty Must Be Late, October 12, 2022, by Louis Vincent Balbi. Driving to the library at a leisurely pace, a spit-and-polished black car suddenly pulls alongside me. I admire what little I can see of its stunning black beauty. Then it speeds up to jockey into my lane ahead of me. Some enjoy a race, but I'm in no hurry. Library books have learned patience waiting to be picked from their shelf. Being a bookworm, they're my ideal. When it passes by, I see what it is. My fingers tighten on the wheel. Then the hearse drives faster and faster, until it becomes as small as a dark worm or maggot far down the road in the distance, finally fading like some ghostly pall. A chill in my spine makes me all shivery until a laugh erupts from all 6 feet of me. I wonder where it's racing to. Is it late to its own funeral? I smile at the hearse, or at my mind trying to be clever, for better or worse, with some gallows humor. I don't usually smile at hearses. Do you? Why would you chance fate, flirting with dark things, when we have a primal fear of curses? Maybe that's why funeral directors appear dour, at best solemn. Not a single one of their future customers can dig up a smile for their bitchin' business wheels. Must be hard for them not to take that personally, considering their obsessive-compulsive attention to every detail of its sparkling, immaculate appearance, much as MGM's wardrobe department kept Astaire's tuxedos perfectly cleaned and pressed for every dance. Must piss them off, or at least rile them, knowing almost every unsmiling person will eventually take their final ride in their black beauty, or one just like it, with a frozen half-smile on their face. They have just got to wonder, would it really kill these people to give it a genuine smile before it's their turn to ride? And if they did feel this way, it wouldn't really be morbid, God forbid, just professional pride.